Welcome to the show. I'm Michael Slate, and that was Linda Tillery, and it's with a song called Freedom Time, and it's on a collection called California Soul, put out by Love and Hate. It's an amazing, amazing piece. Really incredibly powerful and moving, and it fits in with what I'm feeling like for the last few weeks, and that's going to be the theme of the show today, is this sort of, you know, how much longer, how much more will people tolerate? Just listening to the news on the break today, when people are talking about Hayden being appointed, gets just, you know, zipping through. And the guy who did all that is, you know, did all that stuff with the NSA spying is now, you know, going to be overall in charge. And you got people like Boykin coming up, the man who has a bigger God than everybody else and who sees the face of Satan in places like Fallujah and Iraq in general. You think about all this stuff that's going on, and you just wonder. I participated in a forum on torture on Saturday, and I just kept thinking as I'm listening to the tales that people told about torture, listening to some Iranian people stand up and talk about what Sabak did, what the role of the U.S. was, and all that, and I kept thinking about Guantanamo. So I listened to Janice Karpinski out at UCLA last Thursday night and the things that she was talking about, and then somebody who I actually want to get on the show really soon is Daphne Weisham, who's just done some remarkable work, and she has the Earthbeat show. I think it's on PFW in DC, and it's going to be syndicated too nationally. But she just does some remarkable exposure around what the hell is going on with the attack on the Earth, on the climate, you know, and how these next 5 to 10 years are critical. And you keep thinking you're listening to this, and she makes a point that already 160,000 people a year are dying from things related to climactic change. You know, and sometimes you just feel like screaming, when are you going to draw the line? When are we going to say enough is enough? When are people going to break out of the paralysis and do something? And so that's what the theme is going to be today. And our first guest is going to be Deborah Sweet, who is from The World Can't Wait. She's in the national office of The World Can't Wait. And we're going to be talking about something that The World Can't Wait is going to be doing in the coming, well, actually next fall. And I'll read you a little something from them. It says, mass mobilization, Thursday, October 5th, drive out the Bush regime. The Bush regime must be stopped. On Thursday, October 5th, 2006, all day and into the night across the country, we must decidedly break the paralysis that still grips too much of American political life. Taking off work, taking off school, shutting down campuses, and coming together in mass gatherings, we must let the country and the world know that millions of us reject this illegitimate regime that is as criminal as it is dangerous to humanity and the existence of this planet. We refuse to grow accustomed to a political climate that is becoming every day more frightening and reactionary. We are what we've been waiting for. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael.
Hi. So let's jump right into this. What exactly, this is a tall order you've got for October 5th. What exactly, give people a little bit fuller vision of what you're calling on. It sounds like actually, in a way, it's like, you know, again, this question of make it ungovernable, shut it down. What actually are you envisioning for October 5th?
October 5th is actually only 4 months away, and I'm thinking it's going to be a wild, world can't wait, drive out the Bush regime summer to get there. October 5th is a Thursday. It's another day in the middle of the week when we have a possibility of stopping business as usual and really calling the whole world's attention to the fact that there's a criminal, intolerable regime in this country and that there are literally millions, and we know this. This is part of the moment right now. We know from every single poll, now they're saying Bush's popularity has gone down to 29%, which is almost, the third lowest in history of a second-term president. And you look at this and you see, you were talking about Hayden and his band of people who have done nothing but try to legitimize torture, spying without warrants, rendition, prisons in Eastern Europe, all kinds of things we probably don't even know the half of or a small percentage of right now. This is a regime that is hated all over the world, and clearly huge numbers of people in this country are shaking their heads saying, what are they going to do next? They get rebuked on one side. They get criticized, and you think, oh, this is an incredible embarrassment. And the guy comes back after the fact that they were tracking tens of millions of phone calls. The next week, what does Bush do? And he nominates Hayden, the guy who was in charge of the whole program, not only under the NSA, but to run the whole CIA, to bring the military openly in charge of intelligence gathering. Every time that something like this comes out, they come back much stronger than ever. So you have this existing at the same time as we know millions of people are really in various forms of agony about this. And World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime is determined to provide a vehicle so that all of these sentiments that people have can be visualized, visibly expressed on one day next fall, about a month before the election. And in a time when we're told this is the proper way to express opposition to the Bush regime, only through the elections, we're saying, well, no, we want to make these sentiments much more visible than that, and we want to set some terms in society that this regime has to go.
Well, let's get into this, though, because this is something that World Can't Wait has been talking about for since it came into existence.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're
July.
Talking about, pardon me?
In July of last year.
Right. And when you're talking about this in the sense of, you know, that it's 4 months. Well, yeah, it's 4 months, and it's a huge leap, I think, because there are certain things that, and I think this is something that sort of anybody who's really cares about what's going on now has really does see. And you speak to this in the call for October 5th. There's millions and there's a potential, there's still a leap that has to be made. There's still a lot that hasn't gelled to that point. It seems like somebody the other night was talking about October 5th, and they said, well, maybe you think that's a long way away. And the way you started off was sort of, well, it's only 4 months. And I tend to agree with you, because there is a question here of, you know, what is it that, what? How do we break through that? What is it that we're confronting and we have to break through in order for people to rise to the occasion in the way that's necessary?
Well, there's a lot of passivity. I mean, there is a lot of fear and paralysis still in the situation. And here's part of the contradiction we're up against is, as they move in more and more drastic measures are taken to really solidify, I think, this fascist remaking. Last July, when we put out our call and we talked about how the Bush regime is out to remake society in a fascist way, it was a lot more controversial than it is now. A lot of people are writing in to us saying, you know, I had a problem with that before the NSA spying. Now I see what you're talking about. And of course, that cuts both ways. Here's a situation that is admittedly for a lot more people becoming much more horrifying. And at the same time, we know, for instance, because of the NSA spying, some of our chapters and organizers heard, well, I don't know if I want to sign up on a list anymore. I'm worried about government surveillance. I really do think they are fascists. people are telling us. So this is a very complex situation. On the one hand, they are doing everything that we said they were doing starting last summer, and worse, in ways that you can't quite imagine. And on the other hand, there is just the glimmering and an opening. And I want to do say, I do want to say that even though there's a lot of passivity in the last few weeks, there's been sort of an eruption of protests at these commencement addresses. Just last Friday at the new school, this wasn't the Bush regime per se, but it might be Bush Light, or Bush's brother-in-arms, John McCain, spoke at the new school commencement at Madison Square Garden, and the student that spoke before him completely preempted him. She had read his commencement speech on the internet, and she told the crowd what he was going to be saying, and she called him out on it. And it was really a stunning rebuke. And she was supported by hundreds of graduates and faculty that were also protesting John McCain and the fact that he had given the exact same speech in Liberty University. And then yesterday, Condoleezza Rice was booed and protested up at Boston College. And in fact, an English professor, I think, resigned his position at Boston College because they even invited her to come. So there's a lot out there that's beginning to percolate and break through. And we, you know, you introduced this segment saying that this is something World Can't Wait is going to do. World Can't Wait is a grouping of a whole lot of different people, but we certainly don't think this is something that our organization and movement as it exists is going to do. This has to be an action of really hundreds of thousands and millions of people on October 5th. And so, yes, we started in November of last year, on November 2nd, the anniversary of the election, with tens of thousands of people around the country in our inaugural actions. Then we, in 70 cities, drowned out the State of the Union address with activities all over on the night that Bush gave his lies for the State of the Union. But none of that has been enough. None of it's been commensurate. We're not on a roll here. All the initiative, for the most part, in society has been with Bush and his crew and his regime. And it's just absolutely time that we sound the call for people to respond in a commensurate way to this. And we think rather than waiting until the fall, right now, for this whole summer, I'll tell you what we're telling people to do is get out there starting next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We're sending people on bus and van and car tours around the country to take out our call, to talk to people very deeply about what they think is going on in this country, what it's going to take, and to talk to them about joining forces now and planning for October 5th.
Now, I want to talk to you about that a little bit later in the segment here, but I did want to actually, you know, there's a couple of other questions I have related to this first thing, because I think it's really important. Because people, I think, do sense this sort of, you know, especially, I mean, I did when I'm reading that call, and I thought, you know, this is really remarkable. I mean, it's exactly what's needed. And then I was like sort of, you know, for a moment, I was like sort of really exhilarated, and still am. At the same time, I'm sort of like, this is going to require like huge leaps, you know, that to be happening in between now and October 5th. And, you know, in various ways. And you can see some of the potential for that happening. Even things like, you know, what Ray McGovern, and what a lot of people don't know out here anyway, is that World Can't Wait was very much involved in that whole confrontation with Rumsfeld. Right. And,
yeah.
And, you know, that actually, you know, but even that, you know, sort of multiplying that out 100 times over, where that kind of thing spreads, like, it just rippled through the whole society, and everybody everywhere is talking about it and thinking about it and inspired by it and thinking, and, you know, but you have to get that kind of momentum up there. And I'm wondering, one of the questions I was wondering is that one of the things I think has always been a pull on people is that what World Can't Wait is advocating is politics outside of the box, dropping politics as usual and what you would normally do. And yet you're coming into a situation where you have the 2006 elections and you have 2008, and some people thinking, okay, well, Bush is going to be better than even money, that Bush will be replaced by somebody, you know. Mm. And you know, but it's like, you know, there's this whole thing of you know, how, what impact does that have? And how do you speak to people when they say, look, we've got two more years of this monster, you know? Can't we ride it out?
Yeah, well, I mean, people, you read this in the New York Times. He's a lame duck president. He's not going to be able to get anything through. And I say, oh, really? You know, look at today, the decision on Hayden. He can't get anything through. He got exactly what he wanted through, with the collaboration and the capitulation of the Senate and, you know, most of the major Democrats. So we're truly up against a situation where official politics is proving, shall we say, completely inadequate to deal with this situation. Mm-hmm. And people are putting people are being told to put their faith in the fact that in 2008 there will be a different president. But I think there's a number of important things to look at with that. You could certainly have a situation with all the initiative and power that these Christian fundamentalists, you know, I call them Christian fascists, have in society, where they're holding up the vote on stem cell research, for God's sake. They are sweeping across the country with very serious efforts to restrict and do away with access to birth control, you know, much less abortion. Birth control these people are going after. And you can have a situation where you do have a change in president and you have Bushism in power. You have Bushism in the sense of this whole fascist direction locking down in society and with other countries in their sights. We don't know what is going to happen this summer with Iran. But we do know that we have a person who thinks God appointed him to be president with his finger on the trigger. You know, if anything sums it up, it's that right now. That's what is lunatic in the whole situation that this country is facing. So I think people, first of all, cannot be passive in the face of the situation. We'll work it out. And a lot of people, Michael, say to us, well, impeachment. Impeachment is the way to go. And, you know, in a certain sense, I'm all for impeachment, indictment, resignation, whatever it will take. But the Democrats told us last week, John Conyers, you know, issued a statement saying if anyone is concerned that the Democrats are going to go right for impeachment, you don't have to worry about that because I will be head of the Judiciary Committee and we're not going to go right to impeachment. Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, the House, if I'm in charge, I'm not that interested in impeachment. Howard Dean says, no, impeachment is not what we're interested in doing. These are leaders in the Democratic Party saying we have other concerns than the direction Bush is taking society. And this is very horrifying, I know, to a lot of people, including involved in World Can't Wait, and this whole effort to drive out the Bush regime, that people they have expected to build momentum for impeachment are saying, we're not going to do that. It's clear that the only way you're going to set up a situation where impeachment or driving this regime out, not to mention Bush himself, is a whole mass movement, you know, from across society. And you were talking about it being ungovernable. I think we do need a situation where none of these guys from the regime or Condoleezza can go anywhere without being challenged. Not only challenged, but shouted down and not allowed to speak that stuff.
What a remarkable society that would be for a while.
That'd be interesting.
It'd be great. And I'm thinking about, you know, did you have something you want to make? Because we have a couple minutes left, and I want to make sure that you're able to talk about this.
Very quickly, if you leave this president with the terms he has set, the 750 laws that he's written signing statements on, you know, this is incredible that he has not vetoed anything.
Tell people what a signing statement is.
A signing statement is something that Bush in particular has developed and used 750 times. When he signs a law, he doesn't agree with the law, or he does. He signs it, but he signs it with a statement saying under what conditions it would and would not apply to him. This is what he did with the law passed in the Senate against torture. it doesn't apply under the Bush regime for very specific and sweeping reasons. Torture still continues, even though the McCain law supposedly made it not legal. And this is what he's done across the board. There's no congressional oversight. There are not three houses of government competing equally. You have the unitary executive, and if you don't have Bush out of office before his time, this stays in place. And this is the direction the society is going for generations to come. And this is why this moment, and when we know millions and millions of people stop this, to reverse this direction, to repudiate the whole direction. But the key force right here now is that we have to bring up something that has not existed, that is to make visible the sentiments of millions and millions of people in this country who really do have to take some responsibility to make history there, here, and reverse this direction and stop them.
All right, Deborah, we're going to have to wrap this up, but I want to reemphasize to people again, and there are a lot of summer plans you have, which I would say people should
We're going on a bus tour across the middle of the country. We're having July 4th block parties everywhere. We're getting this call all over the place. We have an amazingly beautiful poster that I want people to order from our website, Stop the Attack on Iran, worldcan'twait.org. The number in L.A. is 323-462-4771. And you can call us toll-free across the country, 866-973-4463.
Okay, that's 866-973-4463. And locally, it's 323-462-4771. And the website is
worldcan'twait.org. Gotcha.
Got it. All right, Deborah, thank you very much for joining us today. And again, October 5th is what World Can't Wait has issued a call for, October 5th, which would be a day of mass mobilization to drive the Bush regime out, and all day and into the night, taking off work, taking off schools, shutting down campuses, coming together in mass gatherings to let the country and world know that millions of people reject this illegitimate regime as criminal as it is dangerous to humanity and the existence of this planet. And we refuse to grow accustomed to a political climate that is becoming every day more frightening and reactionary. We are what we've been waiting for. My guest has been Deborah Sweet from World Can't Wait.